Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the thoughtful entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Owen Garrity. Owen, you are the founder and CEO of FPW Media. You're found on the web at fpwmedia.com. Owen, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, before we talk about your superpowers and what you do with FPW, in your personal life, any hobbies or movies or music or TV shows that you've been into lately, gaming, just anything like that, what are you doing to chill, or what have you been geeking out on?
Absolutely. So one of the things we've got going on right now is we're starting our garden for the season. I mean, it's a little bit under swing right now.
Yeah.
That's something that I started doing with my wife maybe 3 years ago.
You and me both.
As a way. Yeah, there we go. Just as a way to completely de-stress. I'm terrible at it. I've killed so many plants. I don't have a green thumb at all, but there's something humbling about getting your hands in the dirt, and it's a great way to disconnect from the digital world.
Oh, completely. So in an effort to re-digitize the your moment of zen, have you been using ChatGPT or AI with your gardening?
Definitely not. No, I think the goal is to be as analog as possible when it comes to that pursuit. It's really not about the outcome. It's the one thing I think that I do in the entire world that really the outcome doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If we get a little bit of food, great. We're not trying to live off it by any means. Maybe we get 2 salads a year.
Yeah, but you don't want to kill your stuff. So what I was going to suggest is, it for me, it's been the ultimate. So I'm in Orlando here. I've got everything, all the citrus trees and stuff. Like, I still have killed stuff.
So you're cheating is what you're saying.
Oh, totally. Of course, because I don't want to have to keep going to the nursery and buying new stuff. And like, I would love to have some stuff thrive on its own, you know? So I do take a lot of photos and I say, all right, what does this plant need? And I got to tell you, that has allowed me to go from, you know, maybe just a handful of things to now I've got the full garden. I've got the full herb garden. I got plants and trees all over this crazy place. But I definitely need some help. Talk to me in a few years and maybe I will have overcome more growing. Like, I now know what to look like if you've got fungus, if you've got pests, if you got, you know, sun damage, you know, the watering's not right, under over fertilized. Like, I'm starting to pick up on, so you can just like look at something and just automatically know what it needs. I'm not there yet.
I think my first step will be move to Florida, and then it'll be a lot easier, right? Our growing season is so much shorter than your guys's. So that's what I say when you're cheating. You've got a little bit of a leg up, but that's okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, let's talk about FPW Media. What does FPW stand for?
Fast-paced world.
Fast-paced world media. So give us the overview of exactly what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a three-divisional interconnected creative studio. So we do everything that a traditional marketing agency does plus, 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 right? So we have a brand division that does, you know, everything from SEO to traditional advertising to concepting, creative strategy, graphic design, web design. Then we have a film studio, which is full-on production in-house and on location, AR, VR, photo and video. And then we have a merchandise and experience division. So that's everything from a large entryway sign at a building location, all the way to custom trade show fabrication and experience integration, all the way down to like a branded pen, right? and everything in between. And our whole thing is that we have in-housed the vast majority of all those service offerings. So like 95% of our services are done completely in-house. We have a 25,000 square foot facility, and we have about 50 full-time employees at any given time, plus a number of contractors as well.
Yeah. Well, how has your world been changing over the past year?
Oh, man, a lot. I think that, you know, as technology continues to advance, we're seeing the need to integrate into various different systems that before maybe our data didn't touch. And so that's, I think, the number one biggest change is that the amount of places we need to push and pull data from is sort of like ever expanding, right? Because companies and clients are getting really smart about how they want to use their data. And so that's something that's been really impactful for us.
Yeah. Well, and again, I would imagine, you know, AI has also kind of touched on your world. Obviously, you have access to better tools, but so does the rest of the world. So, Owen, what have you been doing as a creative industry to stay ahead of, you know, maybe better tools that have been accessible to potential clients?
Yeah, so we were definitely an early adopter. AI is not necessarily a new thing for us. We've been working with it for quite some time. Part of our service offerings is training custom models that sit on the, you know, the backbone of one of the large language models for clients with their own data. And so that's something that we've been really putting a lot of emphasis on here, is getting our clients skilled up as far as, you know, using ChatGPT is one thing, but using an AI model that knows everything about your own data is a totally different thing, right? And you're going to have a much better outcome if you're using it as a really precision tool rather than just this thing that's like a ask and answer machine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, what trends have been going on in your world regarding branding, regarding, you know, creating these experiences? What is more in favor today?
Yeah, I don't know about necessarily in favor, but a really thing that I am interested to talk about right now on that regard is that we have an authenticity issue, right? As these tools become more and more ubiquitous, I think what we're seeing is that advertising is starting to stray away from its core value proposition, which is it has to connect emotionally, right? You have to touch somebody in some way. And what we're seeing is that even if you overcome the uncanny valley with like an image or video, you know, the new Google AI is incredible, but then you're not even showing your real product. You're not showing a real person using that. And I think that people haven't quite figured out, like, what is that actually going to mean? If all you start to see on social media, I saw an interesting report that in the influencer space, they think that in the next couple of years, there's going to be more digital influencers than there are actual real influencers, right? Totally synthetic
yeah.
people.
Oh, completely.
Doing totally fake things. And so at a certain point, well, then that entire thing loses its value, right? Because if you no longer can tell the difference between what is real and fake, why would you believe anything that you see? And I think we're already starting to see that, where I think that people are going to start striving for a certain level of emotional connection in advertising again, because at the end of the day, the brands that just are pumping out this content, while it can be effective in the short run, I think there's going to be a boomerang effect.
Well, tell me more about that. And what is the risk of an ad campaign or branding or whatever social media content that, it feels synthetic?
Yeah, I think the risk is authenticity, right? I think over the last, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years, what we've seen is that there's a huge amount of risk to brands of being inauthentic to their core audience, whether that be that they're on the wrong side of a social issue, or they do something that is deemed as really highly offensive to their core demographic. And so if you take that a step further, if you take, you know, really disconnect from the authenticity, if you stop showing people who actually are your customers, if you stop hearing the voices of the actual customers, you lose even more authenticity. And I think at a certain point, why would I buy that brand if I'm a customer versus the brand over here that's actually speaking to me, that's showing my neighbor, the proverbial my neighbor or my peer using or the product or service? And to be clear,
Go ahead, please.
To be clear, I'm not anti-AI in any means. I love it, actually. It's an incredible tool in so many ways. But I think that the real risk for brands today is especially when it comes to storytelling and ongoing, you know, content and an experience for a brand, it still has to be authentic. Doesn't mean you can't use AI in different parts of it, but it has to be authentic.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, boy, and there quite is a cautionary tale to be told. And I think we've all had that experience where maybe we did feel like we had a personal experience with a brand or an individual, you know, in sales, for example. You know, let's say that you have a really great conversation with someone, and then they just start sending you like this automated stuff. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute, I thought we had something special here. And now you're just kind of relegating me to, you know, an imposter version of you. I know, as, you know, someone that might be a little bit more empathic, I know I've felt that before. And I feel a little ripped off. Like, I just, like, that's not connection. It's a big net negative.
Absolutely. And I think that in a world where we are seeing, you know, thousands of ads a day, what's going to stop somebody scrolling, right? Yes, it's something that can be provocative, that can work, but it's also something that connects. And so, you know, just getting somebody to stop is one thing, but then are they actually going to take a further evolving journey with your brand? Only if it's authentic, and only if, to your point, it's emotionally impactful, right? You have to connect with that individual on an individualized emotional basis, or else they're not going to continue that journey with you as a brand.
Are you, I see that you do photography, video, films, that sort of thing. When you say you do that work with FPW, like, what would be some examples of a video-based work that FPW does?
Yeah, so we do everything from like a traditional 30-second TV commercial that's being just, you know, on primetime broadcast, all the way to a branded corporate documentary, right? So some think half an hour or an hour long piece, and everything in between. We do social content. We, wow, we do it the full spectrum. And again, we use AI in many parts of those processes. So in no way am I trying to say we're not into that as a tool. It's just, we want to make sure that when we're planning those out and how we work with clients is that we're focused on the story. Why are we telling this, right? We know we need a commercial, but okay, what are we saying, right? Let's not just talk about product and price. Let's talk about what are we solving for the customer? What's the pain point? And why are we the person to solve that for them? You know, or beyond that, right? That's just at a very base level.
You operate in a 19,000 square foot facility. Tell me what you got there.
Yeah, so we're actually up to about 24.5. So since, wow, I think since that statistic sheet, we've leased a little bit more space. But so when you walk in, you know, you see really like unfinished industrial space. We've always wanted to be different in the sense of a lot of agencies want this really flashy downtown address, and very sleek offices. And we kind of take this opposite approach. We're very industrial. It's warehouse space, some office, but it's creation space, right? We want our clients to see that we're putting their money back into the company in the form of equipment and people. And so that's what you see when you walk in, right? You see a lot of really, really talented individuals doing really cool stuff, and see a lot of really expensive equipment producing stuff, right? So we have our own embroidery machines. We have a huge, you know, psych wall that you can fit a semi truck inside of, right? We have the space to wrap, you know, a tanker truck, for instance, with branded vehicles or branded graphics for the vehicle, I should say. And we have the space to do full trade show setups where we can actually model what does it look like? What's the interaction? What are the sight lines? So it's all about having that really flexible, creative space for us.
Yeah. And where do your clients typically come from? You've worked with companies like SoFi, Army National Guard, Amazon, a bunch of other big brands, and looks like a bunch of SMBs as well. From a business development standpoint, what do you do?
Yeah, so we're lucky enough that we're a marketing company that hasn't marketed much in the majority of our history. So I would say about 90% of our client relationships come from referrals. We tend to work with clients for, you know, multiple years. And, you know, as far as our growth trajectory, we've just worked to staff to keep up with those referrals and make sure that each new client that's onboarded is getting that, you know, absolute top tier level of customer service.
Yeah. Your website, fpwmedia.com. To our friend that's been listening to our conversation, what would be, I don't know if you have any resources that you'd like to share, or certainly if someone is at that level where they may be interested in having a conversation, what are the next steps?
Yeah, so people can always reach us at our website, like you said, fpwmedia.com. We have some great articles, some in-depth, some white papers on some of the stuff we've talked about. People can also reach me at my website, owengarrity.com, and even schedule a meeting if you want to talk through either platform. Also following us on social, I'm on all the major platforms at Owen Garrity, as well as the brand FPW Media is on all the major platforms as well.
Owen Garrity, founder and CEO at fpwmedia.com, the website, fpmedia.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Owen. Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.